AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Baltimore police say an autopsy shows that 25-year-old Freddie Gray died of a serious spinal cord injury. What Police Commissioner Anthony Batts can't say is how Gray got that injury following his arrest earlier this month. Batts says closed-circuit video shows there was no physical confrontation between Gray and the officers who arrested him.
The actions of our officers appear to be calm. They do not appear to be angry or overbearing when we watch the video. They have no objection to the filming when it's taking place. That doesn't mean or excuse that nothing happened.
There's no video of what happened inside the van being used to transport Gray for booking. During that trip, an arresting officer said Gray suffered a medical emergency. The commissioner says when Gray was put in the van, he could talk, he was upset, and when he was taken out of the van, he could not talk and could not breathe. The Iranian lawyer for Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who held since last July in Iran, says he's been charged with espionage and three other charges. State Department spokesman Marie Harf.
If the reports are true, these charges are, as we've said in the past, patently absurd. He should immediately be freed so he can return to his family. The charges should immediately be dismissed.
The newspaper has been sharply critical of the Iranian government for keeping Rezaian from seeing his lawyer. Executive editor Martin Barron calls the charges ludicrous. The Post and Courier of Charleston, South Carolina, wins a Pulitzer Prize for public service for its examination of the deadly toll of domestic violence. The New York Times collects three, the Los Angeles Times two. The Breaking News Pulitzer goes to the Seattle Times staff for its coverage of a mudslide that killed 43 people, as well as its exploration of whether that disaster could have been prevented. This is AP Radio News. The TSA is increasing security for airline workers. Jerry Bodlander tells us more.
The changes were prompted by a gun smuggling case involving a baggage handler in Atlanta. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says they include real-time recurring criminal background checks for aviation workers, including airline employees. Anyone in those two groups who are traveling as passengers will have to go through the same TSA screening as you and me. Airline workers who have access to secure areas will undergo fingerprint-based background checks every 2 years, and the number of ways you can get into secure areas will be reduced. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Philadelphia Eagles have signed quarterback Tim Tebow to a one-year contract, giving the 2007 Heisman Trophy winner his first shot at the NFL since he was cut by the Patriots before the 2013 season. Tebow has been working as a television analyst with the SEC Network and ESPN. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.